There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Help I Sex to My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, what do you do if you're going to see Sexted, but you've never listened to this podcast before?
Yes, do not worry if you're new. We have got you covered with this special.
Yeah, we're going to fill you in on all you need.
Promise?
And all you need to know, so you don't need to listen to hundreds of episodes to know what the hell is going on. So this is just basically all our in-jokes, all the bits. It's basically like when you go to a gig and you don't really know the artist that well or the band, you're being dragged along, but you listen to their album.
Yeah, so all of that.
So you're up to date on it. Okay.
Okay, so first things first, let's make some formal introductions so you're not confused. I am Jordan North. I am a radio presenter. I'm from the North.
No, this is William Hanson.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
He's the UK's lead etiquette expert. He's a big fan of Keeping Up Appearances and Mary Poppins. He loves both. Who, if...
Oh, no, don't.
If you had to kill...
Why kill?
Or Mary Poppins, because he loves them both.
I don't want to kill anyone.
All right, if you had to choose, who's your favourite, Mary Poppins or Hyacinth Bouquet?
Oh, my God.
You've got to choose.
I'm going to short circuit here. I don't know.
He loves both.
I don't have a Mary Poppins podcast. I have a Keeping Up Appearances podcast, so I shall pick Hyacinth Bouquet.
Okay. You could do a Mary Poppins podcast next.
Trust me, I've thought about it.
The Poppins podcast.
The Poppins podcast.
Spick Spock, the Poppins podcast.
Spick Spock?
That's what she says.
No, that's Star Trek. Spit Spot.
Spick Spot. William's also married to Mikey.
Yes, just in case you don't know, I'm a homosexual. I don't know if... from etiquette expert Keeping Appearances of Mary Poppins. I don't know if the clues were potentially there.
That didn't give it away.
But my husband's called Mikey.
Yeah, he's a builder from Wakefield.
He's not.
And he sounds like this. Oh, hello, my little flower pot. How are you? They met. What is the backstory? Have you ever said how you and Mikey met?
The official one or your fantasy version?
Oh, that was it. He was doing a job for William one day. Come round his house to do a bit of handiwork. And he did some handiwork, and they are now happily married. He's loosened his grip a bit these days, but it was tight to start with.
This person doing these impressions is Jordan North. He's from Burnley.
Yeah.
You are the Capital Breakfast Show presenter.
Yeah.
Only recently taken over.
Weekdays, Mondays to Friday, 6 till 10. You can get us on digital.
On the Global Player.
On the Global Player. The Global Player.
What? It's the Global Player.
Don't. No, it's Global Player, the official Capital app.
And you were the runner-up in a program called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Mm. By 0.05% of the vote.
Was it that much?
I believe so.
That's it's the closest ever final, wasn't
it? I think so, yeah.
We also have a couple of folks behind the scenes, starting with Executive Producer Ben.
Can you be executive when you've taken 3.5 months off?
Executive Producer Ben, also known as EPB. He's the brains behind the operation.
Apparently.
You'll hear his laugh in the background. He sounds like this. Hi, guys. I've got a moustache. Hi. Also, we've got Stuart, our Chairman Emeritus, whose whole idea... whole idea was this podcast.
Yes.
He said 7 years ago we should pitch this to the BBC. And... That never happened, but we carried on anyway.
Well, no, it did happen. It was pitched.
And Stuart is the chairman emeritus. He runs the company that looks after the podcast.
Indeed.
And he sounds a bit like this. Whose coat is that jacket? You'll see, boys, I've got an idea for an episode. I think we do a recap of all the in-jokes for people that are coming to the show.
To give you a...
Green glass of home.
So to give you a further bit of context, let's just give a little snippet of our history together. Jordan, a question that you and I never get asked.
Oh, please.
How?
I think we need to start putting it on Airbnb. How many times a week do we answer this?
I know. Do you know what I also thought we should start doing? The question we get asked all the time is, how did we meet? And we will tell you in a minute. But I thought we should start making it up.
Yeah.
And just
doing different ones.
Just say different ones.
Right, okay.
Just to make it interesting.
Right. We were dogging in Sunderland.
Can I ask a question?
One day.
Which of us was...
dogging.
On our knees.
Well, I was watching.
Oh, you were watching?
I remember, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I was watching. Yeah. That's how we met.
Yeah, no, now, we actually met at Five Live in Manchester.
Yeah, I was on work experience for BBC Radio 5 Live for Tony Livesey's great show that he used to do in the evenings. He gave me work experience because he was from Burnley and I emailed him.
Shall I do your lines for this?
That is how I usually tell it.
I was on work experience and he came in, and even then he was pretending to be the UK's leading etiquette expert.
And I was 21.
I was 21 and I served him tea in a chip mug and he turned his nose up at it. Go on, now you do me.
I was...
not how I sound.
I was served a cup of tea in a chip mug and Jordan showed me to the studio and I did my interview and I thought, well, he was a pleasant chap and that was nice, but we'll never meet again. And then a few weeks later, I was invited to some university friends' house party. And little did I know that Jordan was their housemate. And we've been friends ever since.
And my friend, he texts me saying, I've got my friend coming over. He's a bit posh. You won't like him. Just be nice. And they text me the same thing saying, oh, friend, rough round edges. You won't like him. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No, Daryl said to you,
yeah,
my housemate's a bit rough round the edges.
Yes.
You won't like him. Just don't be rude. And you were rude, but I thought it was really funny.
Yes.
It was 2012. It was 2011 when we met, but that party was 2012. So it was probably a couple of months late, probably about a year later, actually.
Probably.
I always say in the story a few weeks later.
Yeah, no, I think it was a couple of months.
Yeah, because it was the Olympics 2012. Toms were very much in. Carrot top jeans. Not carrot top. Carrot thingy jeans.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing any of those.
And The Wanted were in the charts.
The Wanted.
Mm.
So, yeah. Wow, and I was glad you came.
Excellent. Very, very good.
Just to absolutely clear this up for new listeners, Jordan and I have never done anything other than hug.
Sorry.
Don't go,
You don't believe.
No, I don't, but I don't go,
No, I didn't mean it like that. Just...
ew. Don't overcompensate.
Okay.
How did the podcast start?
So, like we said before, it was Emeritus Chairman Stuart's idea.
Chairman Emeritus.
And we did a couple of pilot episodes, didn't we? And we thought we'd do maybe 2-3 series. And only our friends and family really listened.
Yep.
And I had just got back off a stag do.
Yes.
In Amsterdam.
And that's why if you like what you see at the cinema or on stage and you go back and listen to early episodes, that's why Jordan sounds totally different for the first 4 episodes.
Yeah, we recorded 4 episodes in bulk. No wonder we didn't get to the BBC. They must have heard that and thought, even though I was on Radio 1 at the time, they must have thought, he sounds rough.
We've sort of persevered and here we are today, 6.5 years later.
Yeah, after 6 years of episodes, there are a lot of in-jokes and references that will definitely be confusing if you have no idea what we're talking about. This is also good as well if you just want a refresher.
There's a lot to go through, but some of the main things that every G&D diva needs to know is, well, first of all, what the heck is a G&D diva? It's based off a G&D. Which is what we drink. G stands for gin, D stands for Dubonnet, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it at the start of pretty much every episode. Who liked gin and Dubonnet other than us?
The Queen.
And?
The late Queen. and the late Queen Mother.
Exactly. Both Queens Elizabeth.
Yes.
And we do a toast at the start of every episode to somebody.
It was a very popular drink in the 70s as well, apparently.
Yes, it was. Oh, no, Debonair has been around for a while, yeah. We do a toast at the start of every episode. Pretty much every other week it's a toast to Jordan, it turns out to be. We seem to be toasting you all the time. And the listeners are named after the drink, G and Diva.
Debonair technically have been really crafty because they can't deny their sales have gone up massively in the UK, and they have. And we've asked them to sponsor a podcast for
years
now.
I can see it from their point of view. And they don't need to.
They've turned around and said, "But why would we spend money with you when you mention it every episode?" And I'm like, "Right, well, you can tell them to piss off, and we'll be drink gin and port then."
Anyway, there will be D available at the live shows and select cinemas.
Yes.
So if you've never tried a Gin & Debonair, drink responsibly because it is very strong. There's nothing to dilute it, but you have it with ice and a slice of orange or lemon, but it will be available there.
And it's two parts tin gin, two parts Debonair.
There's no tin in it.
It's two parts gin, two parts. I have double of both. We've also collected a few catchphrases over the years.
Yes.
Clinking is
common.
Common. Yeah. Wendy, Cadbury potato peeler.
Do you want to just explain that one?
I'll do it. Wendy. So my mum's neighbour once, in one of my probably earlier episodes, was talking about Vicky that used to live across the road, and she once come in and went, "Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler?" And I used to do an impression of her.
Yes.
And it's just gone from there, and now people literally just shout at us in the streets, or when I'm like doing a TV show, someone will be in the audience, they just shout, "Wendy."
I've been on bizarre streets in European cities and had people come up to it. I had it the other day. Like, Wendy, it was like something that we did about 2 years ago now.
Was it 2 years ago?
And someone the other day when I was crossing the road went, "Wendy," and I was so discombobulated as to how you reply to that because it's just sort of in the back of my mind.
Some bloke did it to me at gym. He listens, he travels. It was really weird. He whispered it as I was driving my bollocks.
I don't think it's your potato peeler he wanted to borrow.
All right. He went, "Wendy." Oh, for fuck's sake. "Can I borrow your potato?" He went, "I know it's a private area."
Yeah, and I know I'm touching it. Yeah. And a more recent addition to the list of catchphrases.
Sprinkle, sparkle, spunk.
Who is this, the catchphrase
I came up with when William was telling us not that long ago that he was thinking of investing in a cape. And I said, "Oh, be like a superhero. What can your superhero name be?" And we came up with Campman. And your catchphrase would be sprinkle, sparkle, spunk. And
that may or may not be coming back on the tour. Now, Jordan is apparently, it says here, a master of impressions. None of them accurate. And it's a different approach to impressionism. And he has accumulated an array of signature voices, including my husband, Mikey.
It says here in brackets, you cheeky gets. Just give us a snippet of each one, please, Jordan, and context. No, if I go off on a tangent, I'll go off on one.
Right, well, we've already had the Mikey impression.
"Hello, my little flower pot."
Apparently my mother sounds like this.
"Hello, darlings. I like champagne, I like my James, but I don't like my William." "And I like to drink champagne. Brian, bring some more champagne, darling. I'm on the podcast again." What is it? A cast pod again. "I'm on the cast pod again. I like to drink in the morning, I like to drink in the afternoon, I like to drink in the evening, and I like to drink in the early hours of the morning. I have never turned on my own shower, darling. My husband does that for me, and I also take money from his drawer."
Talking of my father.
"Fucking hell, Sarah. What do you want now? Do you mean another drink? I just bloody poured you one. Fucking hell. Why are we on this podcast again? What do you mean you want a shower? The shower's running."
Oh, is that James ringing?
Whoopity-woo. "Hi. I'm James Hansen. You can hear me on Talk. What's he on these days?
Times Radio.
"That you can hear me on Whippity Woo Times Radio. I was on Whippity Woo BBC Bristol's, but now I'm on Whippity Woo Times Radio. I'm a big Liverpool fan, but I can't go to Anfield because if you talk like this, you will actually get headbutted. Whippity Woo."
Moving over to East London, so far east no one wants to visit, there's Ben's partner, Kat.
Notice how none of the impressions are my friends or family.
No.
"Ben, I really enjoyed travelling, but this lady is not for returning."
She has an uncanny resemblance to the former Prime Minister.
"Where's Diego?"
Diego is their dog.
"All right, boys, it's Diego here. I had a bit of a slutty sam around Soho. We've all been there. You know what it's like when you first move to London, eh, William? Hey?
No, because I was in a very happy relationship.
Diego.
There's also Jordan's mother, Wendy, who sounds, to be honest, just like a higher pitched version of Jordan.
She actually does, to be fair. So I was listening to William the other day and on the podcast, and you know what? He reminds me of me because he's a right bitch. He's a proper bitch. He is. She said to me, she loves Sean. Her new obsession with Sean from Capital.
Yes.
I love Sean. She's so funny. She's a girl's girl like me. Girls like her. Girls like her, and it's hard, you know, it's a proper girl's girl. I can't wait to meet her. So that's my mum.
Any more for any more?
I think we're done there.
Okay, good. What's the final thing they need to know?
The final thing that you might need to know about if you come and see it live is the Guinness joke. So the Guinness joke has been around for ages. My dad first told me in Pilkey it when I was about 17.
And you did it for us when we went over to the Guinness factory.
In Dublin. A lot of people have been Googling it. You won't find it on Google. I think my Uncle Brian made it up in Army years ago. That's where I think it's come from.
Okay.
I did it in the Guinness factory. We recorded it on camera, but it's so rude and quite crude that we decided to cut it.
And that'll give you a rough idea how rude it is, given some of the stuff we talk about on this podcast.
Think of some of the stuff we've talked about on this podcast. So I have a lot of Gene Divas that come up to me and say, do the Guinness joke. So we're going to do it on tour, I think.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are you committing to that?
At this time, I'm feeling all right. I'm like, cancel me, I'll move to Spain. It's fine.
Fine. Mm. Okay.
So I think that's pretty much everything you need to know about us before the live show.
We hope that was useful for all the sexted virgins out there. We can't wait to see all of you, whether you're a virgin or you're quite experienced.
Like a virgin.
Oh!
Touched for the very first time. Like a virgin.
Oh!
Bring your heartbeat close to mine. How do I know the words to that?
it's a very well-known song.
If you come and see us live on the stage or in the cinema and you have a dilemma that you'd like to share to us, please head to sexofmyboss.com/get involved because we want some. So if you're coming to one of the shows, let us know the show you're coming to, sexofmyboss.com/get involved.
And don't forget to keep an eye on our social media. We're at sexofmyboss for any updates and show start times.
We'll be back tomorrow with our first episode of the Tour Diaries. It's going to be a bit later than usual.
Yes, coming in your ears at some point on Friday.
Yeah.
See you then.
Hit the road, Jack says, see you on the road. I'm in a very singing mood.
You are.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.